Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I'm so excited about this entry today. It is entry 48. Wow, time is moving. I cannot believe we have 48 episodes. But yeah, we are here. We're in the middle of this season. And it's going to be ending soon. This season flew by. I have a lot happening right now. And I'm really excited today because on April 26th, I actually celebrated 5 years of full-time entrepreneurship. And that is something that I feel like should be celebrated. I love to celebrate everyone around me. If they made it 1 year at this mark, 6 months, it is not easy. And I was really excited to celebrate this year. And I haven't taken a moment to really smell the flowers. My mom had actually called me on the 26th. And she was like, "Do you know what happened today 5 years ago?" I'm like, "Yes, it is my anniversary, my boss-iversary." And I didn't even take a moment to celebrate it because I was so busy with work. But I decided to take that moment today, and I decided to celebrate with some new opportunities. So in regards to today's entry, I'm really excited because I wanted to reflect over these past few years. Yes, I've been a full-time entrepreneur for 5 years, but we are on year 16 of me being a designer. I've been designing since I was only 14 years old. This started a long time ago. So today's entry is called "What I Would Have Told the 14-Year-Old Me." All right, because I have been an entrepreneur since 14 years old. I remember creating this concept and I want to fill you guys in. Some of you may know my story, but I want to attribute a lot of my success to a lot of things and people that were around me that were pouring into me. And I wanted to just share some things today that I wish I would have known, not necessarily at 14 years old, but at a younger age and at a different point in my career. And just some things I would tell myself now that I'm going to be 30 in a few months. And I learned a lot. So you guys know, I told you all earlier in this season that I am an advocate of therapy. I'm all about mental health and I've been working with a new therapist and I have been through this journey of self-discovery, self-awareness. And during this journey, we did an assignment recently where I had to write out how I viewed business, love, and life overall at the age of 14 versus how I view those things now and what is my new lens and my perspective on those things. And I realized with this anniversary of me being a boss full time, a lot has transpired, a lot has changed in my life, and I wanted to share with you guys some things that I've learned as a 14-year-old boss versus now. So I started my career as a designer because I remember my grandmother was a seamstress and she designed my sister's prom gown and my cousin's prom gowns. And I remember my sister wanted some minor alterations and I wanted to help her feel beautiful on her special day. And I remember feeling like, oh my goodness, I wish I could do this for women all over the world. I wish I could make this a full-time career. My grandmother didn't make it a full-time career. It was a hobby. And I literally fell in love with creativity from watching her sew these gowns. Following that, my mother saw my interest peak in fashion and my mom is the reason I sit here before you. Trina is the boss of all bosses, okay? So my mom never took it lightly when she saw her children interested in anything. So one thing that I would tell the 14-year-old me, I just want to pause in that story right now, is take pride in the level of support you have. A lot of people don't have it. Now, at this point, and just being the owner of the Fashionpreneur Academy for the last 5 years, I started the Academy in 2016. I started Irregular Exposure when I was 14. So, you know, when I started the Academy, it was literally right when I left my 9-to-5. And I remember talking to so many aspiring fashion designers, entrepreneurs, creatives that would tell me, "I have never had a circle. I've never had a tribe. My mom wants me to go to school to be a doctor. My mom does not support this creativity. I have to hide and study fashion magazines in the bathroom." Like, I couldn't imagine having this creativity inside of me and not being able to share it with my family and friends. So I had to learn that that in itself was a gift that I didn't understand that I had as a child. So parents, I say this a lot, but I have to say it again. It is so important for you to listen to your children and listen to their creativity. I'm the youngest of three. I have an older sister that is a doctor. My mother saw her interest in biology. My mother saw her interest in engineering. My mother saw her interest in health, medicine. My mother is a nurse. And she did not take that lightly. I remember driving my sister, taking road trips with my sister to go to Hampton University, where my sister did graduate from, just to go see the university and go to programs. I remember going up to Philly with her to go to Drexel, where she actually did receive her doctorate. I remember my mother just taking it seriously. I remember when my brother became interested in real estate and my mother placed him in mentorship programs. My brother had a mentor in real estate at 17 years old. I remember going to a house that my brother was investing in at the age of like 17 or 18 years old in the heart of Baltimore. My mother pulling up and helping him through the process. My uncles being there helping laying down floors. Like, my mother invested the foundation in all of her children. So one thing that I definitely would have told the 14-year-old me is this is a gift that a lot of people do not have. Do not take it for granted. And I remember being like an angry teen. Always loved my mom, but you know how teenagers are. I used to be mad that I had to go to sewing class sometimes. I used to be like, oh, I don't want to go to these classes anymore. Or I remember just not feeling, I didn't take it. I wish I would have been a little more patient in the process when I was 14. And I was 14, you know, I'm not beating myself up about it, but children, when your mom and your dad are investing in you and they have you going to those dance classes because they see your aspirations, or they have you going to these programs and you have to take time away from your friends, don't take it lightly. It is an investment that is going to pay off, I promise you. So understand that the seeds that your family is sowing in you now, a lot of people don't have that, and you are blessed to have family and friends that support you. So don't take that lightly. So back to the story of how I got started. So I want to also say, prior to me going to sewing lessons when I was only 14 and 15 years old, my mom had placed me in a youth entrepreneurship program that I was so excited to be a part of. It was funded by the NAACP. And in that program, that's where irregular exposure was born. That's where this creativity really was born. I created my first business email address in that program. And another thing I would tell myself is these type of programs and these type of communities are going to be a thing of the past. That is something that I would tell myself today if I was talking to a 14-year-old me. This is not going to be something that's around in the near future. I saw this meme on Instagram that said, you know, our parents used to seem so much more like adults when we were younger, and we are childish as hell. And I have to agree. I don't think that's, you know, in general, but when I look at 30-year-olds now compared to 30-year-olds back in the day, my mom was married at 24 years old. And I remember I was recently networking and I met a friend. And my friend's name is Chris and he's a photographer. And we went to lunch and he's only 27 years old. And I said, Chris, you are so mature for your age. And he said, I don't think I'm mature for my age. I think I simply act my age. And I was like, wow. We had this whole conversation and put it into perspective about how immature this generation has become. And a lot of this generation has become very selfish. They don't commit to anything. We're not buying homes as much. We are not invested into consistency and sticking with things. And it's scary. And the adults that were invested in me, they were obviously very committed to things. They were overly committed at times where, you know, they were in careers for 20 and 30 years. They were in marriages for 50 years. My grandparents on both sides were married for over 60 years. You know, my mom and dad, they were together for many years, never got divorced, even when they separated. Like, these are the families that we come from. And I've learned how much times have changed. And I really want us to get back to the importance of entrepreneurial programs for youth. So that is something that I wish I saw more of now, but I'm not seeing as much of, and I'm going to be a part of that difference. It's something I was working on prior to COVID in my city of Baltimore, and things got pushed back, but it is still something that I'm an advocate of, and I'm going to work hard to make a reality. So just know that youth entrepreneurial programs are a gift. Entrepreneurship is not always taught in school curriculums. And I want to see more education on entrepreneurship. So you are never too young to start educating yourself in your career. Literally, I have the same business name, the same trademark, the same LLC that I started when I was 14. Okay. So I want you guys to know that this is not the norm. I remember one of my instructor for the NAACP program. Her name was Miss Lisa. She had her own bakery. And I remember she would take her time and volunteer it 3 and 4 times a week to pour into us. And I think we take these things lightly, but that program molded irregular exposure. That program molded my creativity. I was in that program with some of my closest friends and it molded us. I received a scholarship from that program. Like, y'all, this program is a thing of the past now. And we need to bring these things back. So another thing, like I said, I would tell me today, if I was staring at the 14-year-old me in the mirror, would be to take full advantage of this and be a part of the process and the change. Don't just complain about these things not being around anymore and these programs being a thing of the past. Make them the new norm. Normalize educating youth. I was also listening to a interview recently where it was discussing that a lot of men aren't educators. When I was in school, I had male teachers and female teachers. Now, the school is ran by women. Men are being raised by women, literally, more and more. And there are amazing dads out there. But if you look at the statistics on actual education and who the educators are, it's more women. That's why it's so many women entrepreneurship programs, women mentorships, women events. There's not a lot out there for men that men take advantage of. And I want to get back to men being teachers and educators. I rebranded the Fashionpreneur Academy a few years ago from the color schemes to who we attract, and more men come to our retreats and our events every year. And I'm excited about it because there was a time where no men was there, and it's still predominantly women, but I'm excited to see more men are showing up, and I want to create an atmosphere that welcomes our brothers. So I think that is something that I would like to see more of. So fellas, we need you to create these entrepreneurial programs, these creative programs for our youth, because they're the next up. And they're the ones that's going to be running our businesses when we're good and gone. I've realized like how old we're getting this year, and it's time is flying. I cannot believe that I've been an entrepreneur for 5 years. I cannot believe that I started my first 9-to-5 10 years ago. I can't believe that. And to be here today, it just shows me I have work to do.
Hey, Fashionpreneur, I hope you're enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast. I wanted to take a second and invite you to my brand new free masterclass, Boutiques versus Brands, How to Scale Your Label to See 5 figures Monthly. I've been able to successfully do this for many years, and I'm excited to share this information with you guys. Within class, I'm really excited because we're going to be doing a case study on my good sis, Rihanna. Yes, Riri. I'm going to be showing you guys how the GOAT creates so much inclusion and how she markets her brand so successfully, and what I take from her brand and what I want you guys to take and create within your brands. I'm also going to be showing you guys some information about wholesale vendors, developing your own fashion label if you're a designer like myself. The list goes on. We're going to talk about Facebook ads. I mean, it's just so much. So I'm just going to stop here so you can get back to this entry, but make sure you register right now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/webinar. I'll see you in class. All right.
Understand that as time goes by, it's gonna fly by. And I want you guys to just take advantage of what is out there as far as education. You're never too young and you're never too old to attain education and to create an outlet for people to be educated. So, you know, people make a mockery out of people that have events and bring people out to LA to travel, go to fashion districts, and they laugh when people create these opportunities. And it becomes memes on Instagrams that, you know, people have these boss babe events. But these are the opportunities and these are the communities that we need to be a part of. So instead of laughing at them, figure out how you can create an opportunity, because it's starting to become a thing of the past for you to be intellectual and educated. So I applaud anybody that is opening the door. So I just wanted to mention that. Another thing that the 30-year-old me would tell the 14-year-old me: networking is more powerful than it seems. Take pride in it and put time aside for it. When I was younger, when I was in my early 20s, I was all about my business and only my business. I am the master of minding my business. I'm somebody that has always stayed low-key, out of the way. I try to, stay just peaceful as possible. And I wasn't always that way all the time. I'm a Baltimore baby at heart, right? And I remember that in networking, I used to try to make a lot of friends in my network. The 30-year-old me has learned, just because you have the same career path does not mean that you're going to be friends. My closest friends have no interest in fashion. My closest friends have no interest in sewing. My closest friends have no interest in any aspect of creating a product as it pertains to fashion. Some of my closest friends are in production. My very best friend is in marketing and beauty. And beauty and fashion are different. They might attract the same customer, but they are different. My closest friends are so different from me. And when I was first coming up, I used to really just run after the networking opportunity. And I would try to create friendships within the network instead of just letting it be a networking associate, right? So I had to learn, and I came up in social media, right? When I was 14, MySpace was just coming around. Facebook was starting to get popping when I got to college. Then we got into Instagram when all you could do was post a picture and you had to roll out. Or, you know, I remember when we first got to 15-second videos. I remember when we first started being able to like comments and engage on comments. Like, social media has changed so much since I first got on it. And I remember, you know, networking and seeing so many people I was inspired by on social media. And I was like, I want to connect with this person. But I was so young. I'm like, I want to connect and I want to hang out with this person. I want to be lit. I want to learn from this person. I want to get educated from this person. And I learned in my 20s, honey, not everybody that is in the same path as you is your friend. Especially when I moved to LA, I learned that. And I have a lot of associates in this business, but I have learned to open my mind in networking. I'm not just networking with people that have fashion brands. I network with people that are news anchors, people that are athletes, people that are creatives when it comes to artists, like actual painters. I network with everybody. I no longer limit my networking opportunities. I learn from everybody. I learn from people that don't even have Instagram accounts. I learn from people that have millions of followers. I learn from people that don't even know how to work Instagram. They're in their 50s and 60s. Some of my closest friends are in their 40s. They don't even have businesses. They are degree holders. They are stakeholders. Like, I am around so many different people. So I had to open the opportunity to stop looking at everything as a business leveraging situation and understand that you're not always going to make a friend in this industry, and that's okay. But also know that you also may make some friends in another arena, and you might make friends in your actual industry, and that's great. But I don't want you to put so many expectations on, you know, creating friendships with networking, but I want you to understand the power of networking and being accessible and valuable. I also used to think that I had to withhold some information. I can't share everything. When I tell y'all I'm such a cheerful giver now, if you hit me up and ask for a factory, I'm gonna give you the factory. If you hit me up and ask me for this contact, I'm gonna give you this contact. If I have it and I'm not contracted where I'm not like legally bound to not give you that information, then I'm gonna give it. There's nothing I withhold. I just had a business meeting this morning with my director of operation. She's working on some other things outside of business. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna sit you down and I'm gonna teach you some of these things that I do know that can help your business progress. It takes nothing away from me to sow a seed into anybody to watch them harvest. And I had to learn that in my teens and my 20s. So the power of networking, do not limit yourself. If you have information to share with somebody, stop acting like it is like top secret. Stop gatekeeping and keeping us away from the next opportunity. So I want you guys to understand the power of sharing your knowledge. There is something that you know that the person next to you does not know, and vice versa. Take advantage of that. Learn from as many people as possible. And it's not just about business. I've learned life values, life morals from people that are my senior in certain journeys of life. I'm not even talking as far as politics or age. I'm talking in journeys. And I enjoy to learn from people. So open your mind to learn from as many people as possible. Don't be so in your bag that you are blinded by only your bag and you don't get out there into the world to express to people that could be your potential customers, your buyers, somebody that can help you get to the next level. Don't be so in your own business that you forget that there is a world that you're supposed to be a part of. The Bible starts with relationship. Adam needed Eve. The Bible speaks about relationship over and over and over again. We are created to be in relationship. And I think that social media has literally contradicted everything that we're supposed to be living by according to God's plan for us. So I want y'all to get back to the basics and understand relationship is cool. Networking is cool. Coming into a room and not judging and just simply getting to know every person in the room is cool. Being around people that are nothing like you is cool as hell. I have friends that if you saw us walking down the street together, you would say, now how did that happen? And I love it. I think it is so cool to genuinely get to know people for who they are and to value that. So open your mind and get out here into this world and get to networking and stop just networking with people you feel comfortable around. Network with people that look nothing like you. My team has diversified so much. We have just only grown in value. And I thank God for that open-minded level that I'm at right now. So networking is more powerful than it seems, and be open to networking. Also, y'all, I want to mention to never stop learning, never stop reading books, never stop listening to podcasts. Information is so accessible now, yet people are getting dumber and dumber. Like, we got to get back to educating. So don't sleep on the value of taking a weekend to sit in the house. I was supposed to go out. I was invited to 4 different places last night. 4. I had everything lined up my whole evening. I went home because I had some personal things going on with my family. It's been just a journey, and I love my family so much. And one of my family members made a big stride yesterday. That's a huge accomplishment in their journey. And I remember driving home after leaving my close family member. And I remember just being in the car and just worshiping last night. And when I got home, I literally felt in my spirit like, no, I'm not going nowhere. I was praying all night, emotional, crying, just thanking God for everything he did in the month of April for my family, everything he did in this season for my family, everything he's doing for the people around me, everything that he's protecting me from. I just wanted to thank him. I started reading my book. My good girlfriend, Georgia Rain, shout out to Georgia. She sent me this amazing book, Don't Drop the Mic by T.D. Jakes, and I was reading it last night. I was writing in my journal. I just spent my night with God. When I tell y'all I had the best Friday night, I slept so good. I woke up ready to work today. I woke up energized. I slept with a sober mind. I was sound, and it changed everything for me. So don't be scared to sacrifice your time to learn. And learning is not just always, reading a piece of literature. Learning might just be sitting with God and letting him speak to you. And I chose to be still last night, and I know it's going to change my entire May. So never stop learning and never stop spending time with God. I had to also tell the 14-year-old me, don't tell everybody your ideas. It's okay to be intimate. It's okay to keep things between you and God. I used to share a lot of my ideas when I was young. I wanted everybody's opinion because I wasn't confident. I was young. And I'm still pretty young, and I always value opinions, but I had to learn to be confident in what God had planned for me. So one thing I would definitely tell myself now is be confident in what God is showing you and what you feel in your gut. That is literally spirit guiding you. So be confident in what you feel. You don't need confirmation on what you know you have planned to do. I had so many people tell me I wouldn't be a designer. I had so many people tell me I was going down the wrong path. Fashion is not a profitable industry. We sit here in a huge office that is fully staffed. How? God's plan. And that's me sticking to what I know is possible. So I want you guys to understand that I'm just a product of consistency and hard work when it comes to that. So I want you all to do the same. So don't tell everybody your ideas. Keep them with yourself. Keep them intimate. It's power in privacy. It's power in that. So stick with that. I also would tell myself again, God is the only way you're going to get to your next level. So you guys, if you focus, I mean laser focus on anything, and you give 100% of yourself to that thing, there is no possible way it will fail. I know it sounds cliche, but this is true. So I want you guys to know, if you have the passion matching the purpose and you allow God to lead it, then you will know. I recently had somebody in my family ask me, how do you know that God is speaking to you? How do you hear from God? And I said, when things come with ease, right? And sometimes God will challenge you as well. But when they come with ease, I follow that voice. So for example, if I feel in my spirit that I want to move to a new apartment, right? And I apply for that apartment and I have everything that I need currently, truthfully, me being honest with myself, I have everything I need to get approved at this apartment, and I get approved at that apartment, then I'm going to move to that apartment. And then when I move to that apartment, now let's say this apartment is like $500 more than my current apartment, and I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to afford it. I could be very fearful. I'm like, I'm going to stay where I'm at. But guess what? Fear, we're going to talk about this too, y'all. But fear is the devil's faith. I read that in my devotional last night. Fear is the devil's faith. It's literally the devil's faith. Fear is nowhere in the Bible in correlation as of it being God's behavior. So I want y'all to understand that fear is literally the devil's playground. So if I have this fear, right? But I know in my spirit, I need to move. I need to get into a new space. I don't feel good in my current home. And I got approved here, but it's going to cost $500 more. Faith would be me moving into that apartment and trusting that I know God's plan for me is going to allow me to have that additional $500 of income, because he's going to provide it, because I'm going to focus on the plan that he has for me. And then I eventually just randomly get a raise at work soon as I move. That's faith. That's how God works. And I try to use that as a correlation to understand how faith works. It's you being led blindly by God's plan for you and trusting it. So when God shows you, like, this is where you need to be, trust it. God has provision for you. He's going to provide everything you need. I also would tell the 14-year-old me to travel more. You're not too young to travel. I used to think that traveling was for adults. And I gave up on a lot of opportunities to even travel locally to LA, to go to fashion shows with groups. I gave up on opportunities to travel to New York with groups. I didn't start traveling until probably like 8 to 9 years after I started my business, like really start traveling for business. I used to be scared to go to China, to go look at factories or go to Turkey. You're never too young or too old to start traveling. Travel is a part of building a business. You're going to have to drive and go to these places. And yes, technology has made things a lot more accessible, but it changes the dynamic taking those trips. When I went to China, it changed the dynamic of my relationship with my factory owner. Now I'm going to make that a trip that I take every 2 years. I'm going to Turkey really soon just for business. It's up and coming. Oh my God, leather goods in Turkey is so popping right now. Don't be scared to travel. I used to be really like, I just want to stay where I'm at. I want to stay in my comfort zone. It was just a thought process of I want to stay where it's comfortable. And now my processes are more like I want to go wherever I need to go. And I'm no longer fearful. I will hop on a plane to go anywhere with no notice for my business. And I now will do the same thing in my personal life. And I think that's what I had to learn. I used to sacrifice a lot for my business, and I didn't do it for my personal life as well. And now I'm starting to hold my personal life in the same regard, where I'll do whatever I need to do to see it happy and succeed. So I apply that to my personal life. Another thing I would tell the 14-year-old me today is be consistent. Now, I told you guys I started this conversation because I was recently talking to my therapist, and she was like, you know, you've seen so much success, but a lot of Black women basically try to disguise their success, or they disguise their trauma as ambition. And what that means is we just keep going, trying to get the next thing, trying to be in control of the next thing, trying to get to the next success, right? And we're literally running after ambition. But when do you stop running and you literally say that I am happy where I am and I'm going to stay where I am? I'm not telling you to be content forever, but I'm happy with where I am. And what that does, you running after ambition, is it creates inconsistencies. And what I mean by that is if you see that this opportunity looks more favorable, then you will go, if it looks more favorable over here, you're going to go over there. Where plan A might have been for you to stick with this. It might take 5 years longer, but this is going to be more fruitful. This is what your plan is. This is what you want it to do. But you're going to go against that and go over here. I used to be so inconsistent. I was moving to Atlanta. Then I was about to move to New York. Then I was about to stop custom designing. Then I started custom designing again. Then I opened a showroom and then I closed it 2 years later. I was so inconsistent in my business. The one thing that was consistent was that I was a designer. But other than that, how you got the product was inconsistent, to the point where people would ask me like, okay, so how do we work together? In the Fashionpreneur Academy, I had so many different services. Then I started offering private coaching. Then I removed private coaching. I was very inconsistent chasing ambition. And now I'm at a place where I am consistent and I'm sticking with it. And I'll talk about that in our next entry a little bit further, y'all. But be consistent. Let things grow. When you plant a seed, trust that it's going to harvest. You don't have to change things up 50 million times. Now, yes, you have to pay attention to being relevant and pay attention to the current times. But Trust the process. So yeah, y'all, those are some things I would tell the 14-year-old me. I hope that all made sense. That was a lot. That was like literally a fashionpreneur diary for sure. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this entry. I hope you found it valuable. And next week when we talk, we're going to pick up on this a little bit. I have another entry that's going to go into that inconsistency. So I'm excited to talk to you guys about that. So yes, I hope you enjoyed this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I'll talk to you guys next week.